Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Monday, April 29th. A growing number of people are experiencing food insecurity. That's according to the latest report from Grey Bruce Public Health. It says 17.5% of households in Grey Bruce are considered to be food insecure. That's about 1% less than the province-wide statistic. Health Promotion Team Manager Jason Wepler says food insecurity can also lead to other issues.
When we look at our adolescents and young adults, we know that they're at greater risk for depression and suicidal ideation if they're food insecure as well.
Wepler says food insecurity can include people worrying about being able to afford food, running out of food before they're able to buy more, and eating less or skipping meals because they don't have enough money. Wepler says there are several things the province can do to help fight food insecurity, including establishing a research commission to determine evidence-based social assistance rates. Some final restoration work on the new bridge in Paisley may slow traffic this week. Bruce County says there will be alternating lane closures on the bridge, which spans the Teeswater River along Bruce Road 3. The new bridge officially opened back in November, but still needs some finishing touches. The City of Owen Sound will be closing portions of 2nd Avenue East this week to install seasonal banners in the downtown River District. Starting today, 2nd Avenue East will be closed between the 700 and 800 blocks until about 10 this morning, and then the 900 block tomorrow morning. Hanover police say they're investigating after receiving a report of an investment scam where a victim transferred $88,000 into an electronic wallet with intentions of investing in the stock market and in cryptocurrency. Police say the money is now gone. They ask people to think twice, saying those are risky transactions. A chain of pharmacies in Canada has been shut down by a cybersecurity incident. The company London Drugs announced the incident shut down all of its 79 locations across the country. London Drugs says they have no reason to believe customer information has been compromised. Ontario is cracking down on phones and vaping in schools. Starting this September, students in kindergarten to grade 6 will be asked to keep their phones out of sight all day, while older students will only have phones banned during class time. Also starting this fall, any students caught vaping on school property will be required to surrender their vapes and parents will be notified. That's a look at news. Now, on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Vancouver tied it with 8 seconds to go, then won it just over a minute into overtime. Canucks are up 3-1 versus Nashville. Oilers were outshot 33-13, but defeated LA 1-0 to go up 3-1. Winnipeg's down 3-1. Colorado scored 5 or more goals in every game. There was only one first-round sweep. The Rangers eliminated Washington. The Maple Leafs lost both games at home and now need to win tomorrow night in Boston to keep their season alive. Auston Matthews is battling an illness. His status for Game 5 is unclear. PWHL, Toronto defeated New York. Jays had a 3-1 win over the Dodgers. NBA playoffs, Minnesota swept Phoenix. The Knicks and Pacers took 3-1 leads. And the Clippers and Mavericks are tied 2 games apiece. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons lost 3-2 to Clarington to tie the playoff series at 1 game apiece. Next action is Tuesday in Hanover. In local lacrosse, the Owen Sound North Stars beat Ennismore 9-3 on Saturday. And the Blue Water Ballistic Bolts under 15 girls volleyball team won the gold in the Ontario Volleyball Championships Tier 2 Division 6 in Ottawa. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. Cloudy today with possible showers this morning and some fog patches. 50-kilometer wind gusts, high around 16 degrees. Showers tonight and a risk of a thunderstorm, the wind becoming light, a low of 9. Showers tomorrow and a high of 17.